next topic is water. We're talking about water.
Water affects the energy and frequency of everything.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing. Water cleans the energies or the imprint signatures from the places that the imprints are. So, and the reason I know that is because when I was in Sri Lanka, where I was actually on the coast where the tsunami hit, and it was the quietest place I've ever been in my life, because all the energy signatures that have been along that coast have been wiped clean by this big wave. And it was so quiet along there. There was no energy. There was very few frequencies that I could see because it had just been totally wiped clean by this big
wall. So water actually washes away and wipes clean energy signatures or energy.
Yes.
And water also has memory, right?
Yes. And it's an intelligence.
Yes. You know, I saw this science experiment. It's in this documentary called Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, I think. And they were showing what happens to the molecules in water when they played beautiful music or Imagine by John Lennon.
Yeah.
Versus when they played a heavy metal dark song to the music. And when they looked at the molecules, when the water was exposed to the heavy, dark, chaotic music, the molecules were chaotic and there was no pattern. And when they looked at the molecules of the water, having been exposed to John Lennon singing Imagine, the molecules were in perfect order.
Yeah.
And clarity. It was amazing how the water adjusted. And by the way, plants do this, we do this. It changes us on a molecular level, I imagine.
It really, really does. Everyone should have a water bottle with love on it.
Yes.
Because you write love on your water bottle, it brings the frequency into this divine energy that allows you to tap into source.
Oh,
and if you look at all my water bottles, they've all got love written on them in big letters.
I'm writing love on my water bottles.
It's a wonderful thing to do because you can affect the frequency and the intelligence of the water that you're drinking.
That you're putting in your body, because that water has been in other people, other animals. The water's passed through a lot of different energies, right?
On that cheerful note.
Wow, that's remarkable.
Well, use affirmations with water, you know, all the time, because it is really good. It's, again, it's very cleansing for the aura. I recommend that people always bathe in warm water.
You told me to submerge in water at the end of the day was your exact word.
Yeah. It clears a lot of the energy around you. It just takes off and it just wipes clean some of the energy signatures, especially if you've been around people that are quite demanding or quite emotionally fraught, because it affects us. And as soon as you submerge yourself in water, it changes the way that you feel. And if you do it regularly, you'll feel a lot calmer. And when you're calm, that's your closeness to listen to your inner self.
Of course, yes. Because that's your alignment.
Yeah, that's where you, if you are in that place of alignment with that cleansed calmness that you have within yourself, then you will hear the messages that are coming from your past, your now, and your future self.
We call that the receptive mode.
Yeah.
But when you're taking the bath to put orange.
Yeah, orange oil, just a little bit of orange oil, that mends the outer aura, because a lot of people suffer from a punctured outer aura because they're always rubbing up against negative frequencies.
And so, the outer aura is, just to clarify, the protective aura that we all have.
It's the shell of the aura. It's like your hard shell around you that holds your energies in. And I guarantee that people that are very tired or a little bit jaded, it's because the outer aura has got very weak and it lets out all the energetic energy into the atmosphere. As soon as you start that, it gives you a real feeling of well-being. You're not so governed by feeling tired.
Right.
You're a lot more energetic.
Okay, so the last question about water. You did recommend that I submerge in water, but I prefer a shower. Is that still doing the same sort of cleansing, or does it a bath more beneficial?
Now, it's always going to be more beneficial. You know, a shower is wonderful because it's very convenient and quite easy to get into a shower, but a shower doesn't coat you in water. A shower is just where it touches. So when you're in the shower, it's like second best to a bath. It's
okay.
Yeah. So if you get in a bath, go swimming, go and jump in the sea, whatever you want to do, but try and do that at least once a week if you can, because you think of the accumulation of people that you meet in a week. You think of all the energy that you're in during that week.
It sticks to you, kind of, right?
Yeah, the little stickies. Yeah, they're all over the place. And so that week's energy from everyone on top of you, by the time you get to Friday, you're going to be really down, really low.
Yeah, you're covered in energetic leeches sucking the energy out.
Yeah, you've got it. And people will find people who are lighthouses because they want to suck that energy from them because they haven't got it themselves. So if you stand out, you need to bathe. You really need to bathe.
Gotta bathe. Meditate and bathe. And now a double whammy would be to meditate in the bath.
Yeah, you'd be very careful at doing that.
But no, I know. Don't fall asleep and don't slip in the water.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You got it.
Never mind. When we look at our lives 1 million years from now, we'll know we lit the world up just like that.